Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those over there. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Though, actually, we're in the market for some new hosting because, well, apparently we're getting growing pains on the website, Mark. The site was down a couple of times today, and we may be too big for our britches at this point.
What does that mean? I mean, can't we just buy more hosting or something?
That's what we're going to have to do.
From the same people?
I mean, it all depends. You know, we're going to shop around. That's the smart thing to do, is just check out the prices and see what's... Because the last time we bought a new web host was a few years ago, so things change, and technology and prices change, and new companies come, some go, et cetera. So we're working on that. Bear with us if you encounter any issues with the website. We will get them fixed as quickly as possible.
I don't hear your stinking excuses. The website should just work.
It should, and it's free. So I love that
not
excuse.
Not good enough.
It's free.
Not good enough.
You know, it's been up, I think, like 99.something% of the time. But it's when it's down for that 0.1% that it really is frustrating.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you think it's frustrating for you, imagine how it feels for me trying to keep the thing going. You know, people are complaining they can't get their archive from last night.
Yeah, but they are.
You know, can't get on the BBS, which, of course, the website goes down after I make a big announcement about the BBS last night.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Maybe that's because all those people came. I mean, I don't know. Is it
visits? It's a possibility, I suppose, but I doubt it because I made the announcement at something like 3 in the morning. So it's very unlikely that a bunch of people were receiving our updates and decided to do something about it at that moment. Most likely people got on this morning. Well, and it crashed again this morning as well.
It sure did, yeah.
So, but since I brought it up, I might as well mention, we'll talk about Occupy fill in the blank here in a little bit, but I might as well mention the changes that have been brought about on the Free Talk Live BBS. For those of you who have been with the show for a long time, you know what the BBS is. If you're brand new, it's a forum. It's a message board. It's something where listeners can go and interact with one another. And it started...
A BBS is an old name for bulletin board system.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just a harkening back to what message forums were prior to message forums, right?
It's funny because it sounds so nerdy and geeky, but like bulletin board system...
It's very nerdy. It's very nerdy and very geeky. In fact, I think they were probably pretty popular, like, right around when you were born. So BBS. Yeah, I went with the old school naming, and it allows people to interact in various different ways. We've had it for as long as I can recall on the show. It's been around.
Long darn time.
For a long time.
I was born in 1990, by the way.
Yes.
Anyone's like, when was that?
So it's been around. And it was relatively popular at one point in time. Mark, you've seen the statistics. It was right around, what, about half the popularity of our regular site?
More. For some time, it was more popular than the regular site. We had it
really?
Hosted separately. Yes, that's so.
Well, I don't even remember that. But anyway, it's kind of been through different...
Well, remember that the regular site at one point didn't have any interactivity. It was basically...
This is true.
You'd make some announcement through the updates thing, and then that would post up there.
Right, and now the regular site is completely interactive, and you can upload stories to it and vote down things. And it's a much more community-oriented site now, the freetalklive.com. So you're right, maybe that kind of affected the BBS. But what really affected it was the way that it was pretty much a virtually unmoderated forum, and that was the original idea, was to, you know, have people who you could, it's anonymous if you want it to be. You can post whatever pretty much you want to, but it's silly. It's silly to try to be 4chan. Somebody made this point last night, and I thought it was a great point. Was that you that made that point?
We were talking about 4chan last night, and I'd never actually searched on 4chan, but I know enough nerds that I know what it is.
Yeah, so 4chan is this anonymous message, or I guess it has an anonymous section, but it's what they call an image board online. It's where a lot of the popular memes have come from, like Raptor Jesus and whatever else. I'm sure there's a
bunch.
Pedo Bear, that's one of them. So all kinds of things have come out of 4chan. And Free Talk Live, I didn't know 4chan existed when we came out with the BBS way back when. And maybe it didn't exist back then, but certainly Free Talk Live's forum can't compete with that. And it shouldn't anyway, because it was dying off. I mean, the market had spoken and said, yeah, this forum sucks, so we're not going to come to it. And over the last 3 years, this consistently, if you look at the traffic to the Free Talk Live BBS, just went down and down and down.
Yeah.
And so finally, I was inspired to do something about it. And
I think to some extent it went down. And I'm just going to say, you know, like how I felt about the BBS there for a while. It went down because it just got to be a place where people didn't want to be. A pit of trolls is the term that I prefer to use. Some people really enjoyed it, and they weren't trollish at all. They just liked the atmosphere that they brought, and they had thick skin, and they could handle that kind of thing. But the bad thing about the BBS is if we promo it on the show, some hapless listener would meander on and there and say, hey,
right,
I love Free Talk Live, and I've just become a liberty lover.
Isn't freedom great?
Just introduce themselves and then, blah.
And the trolls, like, they throw digital versions of tomatoes at that person.
Yeah, right.
How many trolls are there out of just regular users?
I wouldn't even claim to tell you a percentage, but I would say it's something like 50-50.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. We ended up calling it the Den of Trolls or whatever, and essentially saying that everyone there is a troll. It almost felt like that for a long time. So it has changed, I think, to some extent. We've made some severe modifications. It's not exactly a total reboot in that we didn't delete all of the messages on the BBS, but it's been significantly restructured. The terms of service has been completely rewritten, and it is no longer a virtually unmoderated place. I think there's maybe one sub-forum there where there's less moderation than the rest of them, but the moderators will be much more kind of on the ball, I guess, now. And
even if people want, I mean, at that point you've had two levels of protection. There's a warning when you go into the BBS that this is a place for adults and that, you know, it's largely unmoderated.
That's gone. That warning is gone.
Okay. So,
and replaced with a different agreement.
Okay. And some other agreement, just giving people some warning and that kind of thing?
Yeah, just what the rules are for the.
They go into the unmoderated section. Once you go into the unmoderated section, as far as I'm concerned, you get what you get.
No, there is no unmoderated section. There's just a section that is less moderated.
Less moderated.
You're still not going to accept spam or, you know, child porn or whatever.
Aren't people going to complain about you censoring, or that you're giving people the option to censor people's comments?
That's the inevitable complaint. And the Free Talk Live BBS has always had some level of moderation, like spam's not allowed, as I said, you know, those other things not allowed. Racism, also not allowed. Advocation of violence, also not allowed. Those things have not been allowed for a long time. It's just that now it'll be more strictly enforced. And it is an objection that people come up with. Well, you guys are Free Talk Live. You should be able to speak out and talk about anything you want. And, well, for the most part, that's true. But there are certain things that we can't let you say on this radio show.
Well, plus,
you know,
a lot of people who are going to say things on the internet are not going to call into a radio show and say them out loud.
Certainly
they would
not.
Never say those things out loud.
They wouldn't
loud.
Want to reveal their phone number,
oh,
for
no.
one thing. And so it's property rights. It's really that's what the issue is. And we tried it. It was a long-running experiment.
Sure. I mean, it was a long-running experiment in a BBS that ended up, or a message board that ended up essentially a place where no one wanted to be.
Or it settled into a place where not as many people wanted to be. Let's just say that. There were still some people that were using it. It's just, it wasn't what it could be. It wasn't what it was. And the only way to change that is to make it a more attractive place.
By a quarter.
You know, do you want a bunch of homeless people hanging around your business and scaring away the customers that are actually going to spend money?
These are largely middle class people with bad attitudes on the internet that acted like they were anonymous. And,
yes, but they're the equivalent of detritus. You know, I'm not saying the homeless people are invaluable.
These are thugs.
You mean the internet the trolls?
Yes.
Yeah. But you get my
gotcha.
Picture here.
Sure.
It makes it a less than attractive place to bring people. And you're right, Mark. There were people that were having these encounters there.
So we're going
to
try something new.
We're very uncomfortable for them.
And see if this is a better place for listeners, listeners of Free Talk Live.
More discussion.
Sometimes, many of the people, the denizens of the BBS, didn't even listen to the show in a lot of cases.
That's true. That's not a requirement.
No, they just hung out in this. They had at one point, but they hadn't listened for a long time.
One big change to the BBS, it's worth mentioning, is, you know, there's been some minor structural things, moving forums around and such, but one of the big changes is you actually control the content of your entire thread. So if you post a thread on the BBS and somebody posts a response that's offensive, you don't like it, just hit the delete button. Now you can control every single post that comes after yours on threads that you start. Does that make sense?
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
You control your thread.
It used to be like that on one sub-forum of the BBS. Now it's like that the whole thing. BBSY. 855-450-FREE. So you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to check that out. There's more coming up. The Bank Run on the way.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
Political philosopher Niccolo Machiavelli wrote, "It's not the titles that honor men, but the men that honor titles. If you want to make the most of your position and honor whatever title you may possess, then you cannot rely on a title to help you lead others. Leadership isn't a right, it's a privilege, something that must be continually earned. We leaders don't deserve our positions. They've been given to us in trust. If you're a leader, don't take anything for granted. Good organizations are built by servant leaders who work very hard every day to keep the organization moving forward toward its vision, not just for their own sake, but for everyone they lead and serve." For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Allie.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. As we mentioned before, the BBS has been rebooted, sort of, and big changes have been made. So if you haven't been by the BBS in a while, and most of you haven't, you're welcome to drop in again.
At bbs.freetalklive.com.
At bbs.freetalklive.com. If you don't have an account anymore, it's probably because you just haven't been there in so long and it got wiped in some kind of purge a while back. But if you've been there within the last year, your account will still work. Now, none of the messages have been deleted. It's just been major changes have been made, and we hope that you like them. bbs.freetalklive.com.
I listen to a lot of radio and podcasts, and here's a podcast that I think you'll really enjoy. It's verbalsurgery.com. Tim Cummins, my friend who does this podcast, has a way of getting inside your head and making you feel great. Rather than paying all those money for therapists, listen to verbalsurgery.com. I think it's an awesome podcast. I'm happy when I listen to it, and I think you will be too. It's verbalsurgery.com.
All right, our number here again, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, since we're in self-promotion mode here, Mark, we haven't been mentioning the podcast awards very much. I mentioned it the first night that the podcast awards opened.
I didn't even know that it was going on.
Really?
Yes. I mean, so that's about how badly we've been doing on this. So podcast awards need to be mentioned here.
It's worth mentioning, but it'd be interesting to see, you know, how we do without really promoting the hell out of it, which we haven't been doing at all. It only goes for another week.
I've been putting it on my Facebook page. When I found out about it, Ted, yes, last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I found out from a listener.
Wow, man.
This is how bad you've been at this.
I sent out an update, Mark, at updates.freetalklive.com.
I don't think I saw it.
No. Anyway, so you can go to podcastawards.com and vote for Free Talk Live. We're in the left-hand column. Scroll down into the politics/news category. It will be our sixth podcast award.
It would be our sixth if we won.
If we win it.
Not promoting is probably not a good idea. But this is an extraordinarily valuable thing for the marketing and sales of Free Talk Live. I do the ad sales of Free Talk Live. Ian, you pretty much do the rest of the stuff. And when I talk to advertisers, one of the things that I say is the Free Talk Live is on more than 100 radio stations, 2 XM channels. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's 100 most important radio shows in America, 3 times, and we're the only podcast to have won a podcast award at podcastawards.com 5 times.
That's true. It's all true. And you can help us with that by going to podcastawards.com, voting for Free Talk Live. And you may do it once a day. The voting, the check resets at midnight Eastern time. So once a day, you can go to podcastawards.com, vote for Free Talk Live, and we'd appreciate it. You can do it all the way from now through the 27th. So there you have it. I went to Occupy Keene today, and of course, many people around the country are attending Occupy, fill in whatever city in which they live near. And today we were out in front of Bank of America, and one guy was behind Bank of America where the folks were going through where the drive-thru was, and he was handing them flyers, and there were flyers out front as well. And the flyers were essentially suggesting that people go, if they have a Bank of America account, to close that account sometime between now and November 5th. So the idea is to close your account, take it to maybe a more local bank or a regional bank or something else, a credit union.
Bank of America certainly doesn't need that right now, do they?
Is that just a random date?
No,
November 5th.
Remember the 5th of November.
V for Vendetta. Have you seen V for Vendetta?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Guy Fawkes.
Okay, it makes sense now.
So, of course, I was out there in my Guy Fawkes mask, and I was holding my feds out of the NH, secede now, which has nothing to do with, getting out of the banks. But it's kind of like my all-purpose. Anytime the feds are involved in something, I can bring this sign out. And actually, it offended, I guess, one of the occupiers, because I was at the General Assembly meeting tonight, just before the show.
The mask did or the sign did?
The sign about secession.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like the message of seceding from the union.
Okay.
So, but a lot of people loved it when they were driving by, and in fact, of course, the mask helps too, right? So people were actually slowing down. I'm right on the corner in downtown Keene, and people are slowing down and even stopping so they can hang a camera out the window and take my picture.
Here's
a
great
guy with a mask on.
It's good stuff, though, right? I mean, because they're going to pass that picture around to their friends. It's going to get posted to the Facebook profiles, and people are going to see the message of secession.
Well, it's also exciting because it's like, I got dragged to Pumpkin Fest with my family, and oh, look at this crazy thing I saw on the way
there. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to get spread around, and how far it will be spread, I don't know, but anything is better than nothing. And it's not that I don't oppose the pull your money out of the banks, the big banks meme that they're trying to promote, and I'm willing to help do that. It's just there were already people handing things out, so I brought my sign and I was going to do the signage. But I think it's a good idea, a run on the big banks, a run on Bank of America. I mean, that's really the worst of the worst, right? Is there any other bank out there that's as big and bad as Bank
Goldman
of America?
Sachs.
Goldman Sachs. Is that now is Goldman Sachs something that, like people can walk into off the street? I've never seen one.
I don't know that you can do that either. But I mean, you know,
we're talking like about an investment firm.
It's investment bank. Yeah. There's you know, the several big banks, and Bank of America is among them. Goldman Sachs is among them. Chase is among them.
But I mean, customer banks, consumer banks, a bank where a business could go set up an account, or an individual could walk in, open a checking account.
Bank of America is taking it real hard in the last quarter or so.
Are they not the monster bank though? I mean, is there anything bigger and more leviathan? Like and more tied in with the federal government besides Bank of America as far as consumer banks?
No.
They are essentially the number one bank in
the U.S., I wouldn't
say
that is correct. Yeah.
The Walmart of banks, except Walmart's not evil like these banks because these banks are using the power of the state.
Seems
like
most people. Walmart gets corporate welfare, too.
Sure, and a lot of corporations do apply for corporate welfare and things like that. But Walmart is significantly less evil, let's say that, than the banks. I don't mind shopping and buying my toothpaste at Walmart, but I would have a problem if I had a Bank of America account. And what actually ended up happening today is the guy that was in the back handing out these flyers to people that were coming through the drive-thru, he said he handed out 200 flyers in like 2 hours today. Wow. Which, that's a lot. I mean, that means almost everyone going through that drive-thru was taking the flyer from him. And what he did was he called the local credit unions after finishing up for the day, later in the afternoon, called them and asked if they had people coming in, an unusual amount of people coming in today and opening accounts. And they reported that, yes, they had.
Wow.
And so you want to talk about an effective protest. Normally, I'm somebody that, you know, I'll poo-poo a protest because I think, for the most part, I don't think it has much of an effect.
But he's not protesting. He's flyering.
It's true. It's outreach.
This is what I've been telling you all along. The flyering is the most important thing. And people get out there with signs that are short and people don't get the message. Flyering, flyering,
flyering.
Oh, I've
done plenty of flyering in my time, and I will continue to do flyering. And I agree with you. That's a way to get a good message out. It's a good way to promote a website, etc. But the point being, you're right, Mark. It's not really a protest. It was more of like a protest slash outreach. And because it was an effective outreach event, people actually took the action suggested, closed Bank of America accounts, and opened a credit union account. And this is one day's worth, short bit of an afternoon's worth of outreach.
Now, if this was widespread, what effect would it have? Would just Bank of America be like, we don't have enough money for everyone who's coming in to close their account?
There's that possibility. In point of fact, there's a news story over at unicornbooty.com. It's some sort of video footage here where Citibank actually has customers arrested for trying to cancel their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come back with more at 855-453. I'll tell you more about what happened there at the Citibank. 1-855-453. This is going on, though. It's not just happening in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a big November 5th run on the banks day. Run on the big banks. 855-453. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? 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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No woman to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves and bring up anything you want at 1-855-453. That's toll free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-3733. Speaking of SACL, they have a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your phone calls about anything. I'm kind of recapping my experience at the Occupy event that I attended today, and I have been attending them over the last couple weeks that they've been going on here in Keene. Now, Keene's just a little place. It's not New York City. So at the General Assembly today, there were maybe 10 people. And today at the bank, throughout the couple of hours that it happened, you know, maybe 10 people had showed up. But it's a dedicated crew of folks, and they are interested in continuing to occupy in whatever way that they can. And one thing that I really like about the group here, and I've heard other things about other groups being less, shall we say, able to get along with one another, mm-hmm. having disparate viewpoints within the group and being able to
move forward with things, I guess. And it's nice to see that in this group, even though there are people that have differing belief systems, you know, for instance, I love freedom, individual liberty. I like the idea of secession. And there was a guy there today that didn't like the idea of secession. We didn't have a chance to discuss anything because we were talking about other matters at the meeting. But what was pointed out is that the person who was acting as what they called a facilitator of the meeting said something that, you know, I certainly couldn't disagree with. And that is that the idea was to, well, whoever wants to do whatever they want should do that, basically. It's kind of a very decentralized viewpoint. So if you want to, you know, help with the website, you can help with the website. If you want to, you know, go out and do bank outreach like we did today, encouraging people to pull their money out of Bank of America and put it in local banks, that's what you should focus on. If you want to focus on camping, you should focus on that.
Just making suggestions.
Yeah, well, you're right. And suggesting that it doesn't have to be just one way. And that's nice to see. It's nice to see happen in what, you know, is it generally a group that is governed by rules. I'm not very familiar with this kind of this democratic process of, you know, you put things on a stack, you take them off the stack, there's discussion, there's hand signals that people use to vote yay or nay and to, you know, submit new ideas and things like that.
So what do you think of the hand signals?
I think the hand signals work. It probably works well for a large group of people. That's my guess. It allows people to indicate non-verbally their agreement or disagreement with whatever the idea that has been proposed. If you're in a small group of people, it seems unnecessary. But at a certain point, I can understand that. One thing that's unusual about these, if you've been paying attention, if you've seen any of the video, you've surely seen what they call the human microphone.
Mm.
Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
So the idea is one person who's speaking will utter a phrase, and then the people around that person will speak that back, will speak that phrase again in unison, and thereby amplifying the sound in areas in which people are too, I guess, cowed by the police to pull out a megaphone because they, you know, the cops will tell them, you need a permit for that, or you'll be arrested or ticketed or something like that. And so rather than try to do disobedience on that, they've kind of come up with a creative way around it.
It's resourceful, definitely.
I think it's resourceful. It's also a little difficult to handle. Just because it's, you know, you're getting somebody's...
Slow as crap.
Right, it's very slow. You're getting somebody's speech, but it's being interpreted by a group of people, and you have to wait for them to finish speaking before the original speaker can speak, and then they, you know, they repeat it, and so on and so forth. So it takes probably about three times as long to speak with the human microphone as it would if you actually had some sort of amplification device or were willing to use that.
I think it's weird because it's almost like someone telling you, repeat after me, and you're pledging to something, but you might not agree with what they're saying.
Yeah, it does have that pledging feel.
The brainwashing effect of hearing things over and over and over again. I mean, you know, that's what advertising's all about, is repetition.
Now, of course, you aren't obligated to say what that person has said. So
right.
If that person says, you know, something horrible, then I doubt there would be very many people that would be repeating that, right? And that's almost like an ostracism kind of thing. So I think, you know, it's clunky.
Have you seen a lot of the comedy that's come out of this this Occupy movement, though? I mean, some of these videos of people appear to be, you know, they're either way drugged up, mentally ill, you know, on the verge of stupidity,
these
whatever
people,
it is.
When you say that, what do you mean? Like
the
people doing the human
folks.
Mic or just anybody on the street?
I'm just
or
talking about the Occupy thing.
I mean,
I've seen some really funny stuff come out of the Occupy thing.
Well, this is what happens. I mean, it's an open movement. It's open to the public in public places. And in those cases, anybody can show up.
And, so Howard Stern sent out a guy to try to figure out what these people want. And, of course, they only take the funniest stuff.
Sure.
And the funniest stuff is a lot of people out there.
Incoherence.
Hey, I want my college paid for. Why? Why do you think people should pay for your college? Because I want them to. Mm-hmm. I could do it. It's an open forum. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, just kind of people that clearly haven't spent any time thinking about what it is that they're doing other than, more folks should give me stuff.
So one of the things I wanted to say about the microphone thing is it's frustrating, but I understand why it came about. I don't know if it's the best way to do things, but people seem to believe in it, so they go with it. Luckily, it hasn't had to be done around here because we don't have that big of a crowd, so everybody can just kind of talk, and it's not a big deal. But what I saw where I really thought the human microphone shone and really was brilliant was at the Manchester arrests. And I believe this was late last night when this went down. It was probably around midnight. There were people that are in, I think it's Victory Park, doesn't really matter. They're in some park in Manchester. And I don't know if they've been camping there or not. Maybe they have, but I'm not positive.
I know they were setting up some kind of tarps, but I didn't know what the purpose of that was. Ridley was asking them, but it could have been to keep their stuff dry. I don't know what it was, but I don't think anyone was sleeping in tents, no.
Okay. Yeah, I had not yet ascertained the entire situation. All I knew was last night, 5 people were arrested. 14 people were what they call cited. So basically that means the 14 people were willing to be cooperative and give names and information and such, and they walked away with a citation and a court date, and then 5 people were actually taken by the police to the police department. All 5 were processed. All 5 were released over, you know, a period of a few hours after that point. And Mark, is something burning? Do you smell something burning? I smell something burning. So Mark's going to go check and make sure that the kitchen's not on fire here at the studio. Anyway, so here's where this human microphone really was amazing. And it's with the police. So the cop is attempting to address this crowd of people. And they probably had 20 or 30 people there, which is the entire, you know, kind of a good time for the human microphone to come out.
Yeah.
And so the cop is, you know, telling people whatever it is the cop is telling them about how they've got to leave the park and da-da-da-da-da, whatever spiel that he's going off on, some sort of authoritarian, you know, spiel. And so every phrase the cop spits out, the human microphone people speak up and they interrupt. They're basically interrupting the cop and preventing him from really kind of finishing his thought, trying to communicate whatever threat it was he was attempting to deliver to these people. So I really thought that was like, wow, this is where the human microphone is really amazing, because it completely crapped all over this cop's plans to really tell people, you know, give them what for and give them a good threat and get them out of the park. I mean, obviously, he did end up completing what he was going to say, but that cop was so frustrated by the fact that everybody kept repeating what he was saying. It was like, you know, like it was almost schoolyard-esque, right? You know, you're in fifth grade or first grade or something like that, and the old Pee Wee Herman thing, I know you are, but what am I? Somebody's just kind of repeating back everything that you say to them.
Yeah, those are definitely effective tactics I think we should start using on cops.
Yeah.
Because it really does throw people off.
Yeah,
and,
it does.
You know, did he start?
He kind of repeated himself a little bit because he was going to say something, but then everybody repeated him and he kind of rephrased what he just said.
What is happening here? Yeah.
So by the end, was he leaving gaps for them to repeat him?
He did kind of figure out how it played out, but nonetheless, it was amusing throughout the entire thing, just watching him awkwardly kind of, because they're used to doing one thing and having that work. They're used to being able to just, I am the police officer and I'm speaking now and you will listen to me and you will heed me, and this completely threw him off his game.
Yeah, there wasn't a fire. I just had the tea on and the kettle wasn't making a noise like it should.
Gotcha. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. You're welcome to share your experiences at the Occupy, whatever, or bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening is Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you who would like to access the live streams and the podcast. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. And it's totally free, just like the rest of our website. Once again, m.freetalklive.com. So I'm kind of recapping my experience from the day over at, and the last couple days, actually, because there was mass arrests in Manchester at the Occupy Manchester last night. I guess they're calling that one Occupy New Hampshire, but clearly there are people
Manchester
occupying.
Manchester does consider itself New Hampshire.
Clearly there are people occupying other places, and so there is also an Occupy Keene. I think there might be something going on up in Concord. And these things are happening around the world, so there may be one near you. And it's my understanding you can learn more about them by going to the Wikipedia page about Occupy whatever. I've never looked at it myself, but I'm sure if you look for the big city near you that there's some sort of website out there kind of cataloging where all of these things are happening. And I think it's a great opportunity to get out and get the ideas of liberty out into whatever discussion is happening, whether it just simply be someone approaching you on the street and asking you what your sign means, or Mark, as you suggested, actually having some sort of a flyer, which I think would be ideal at these Occupy events, is to have something that kind of takes the talking points of the 99% and explains how it got this way. Because a lot of people understand the 99%, and like, we're the 99%, and 1% controls everything, and, you know, then there's the rest of us. But they don't understand what to do about it. Many of them believe that the government is going to be the solution, when, of course, we know it's the government that created the problem in the first place.
Right. So, I like one person's idea of taking, of finding out what, you know, population of the earth is, and then one over that and finding what percentage point it is, and saying, I'm the whatever percentage point.
The 0.00001%.
Yeah.
like the individual, the smallest minority. So getting this information into people's hands is important, and that's one of the reasons why I'm out there. You know, I know that there are some people that are turning their nose up at this and saying,
yep. Well, there are a bunch of liberals out there.
Well, okay, so... A lot of people in the Liberty Movement used to be liberals.
They're engaged in, they're ready to engage in a conversation.
Yeah,
whether or
sure.
not they're ready to preach, that's one thing, but at the very least they're ready to engage. The average American is not even interested in your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is one of the places that the Tea Party sort of isn't getting it. The Tea Party says, you know, we're here, we're the Tea Party, we were first or whatever, but this is the rebellion on the other side. I'll grant you they're liberals. And if, you know, I mean, if the Tea Party is willing to grant that they've been co-opted by the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, I'm willing to grant that the Occupy movement has been co-opted by the Democrat Party. This is what's going on. But that's what they're trying to do. That's what the
Of course. The politicos are always going to come in and attempt to co-opt something. That's exactly what happened with the Tea Party, where Republican candidates would come in, just like they did with the Ron Paul campaign in 2008. They see people excited. They see potential for assistance with their campaign, and they come in, and they pander to them, and they tell them exactly what they want to hear, and yes, I'm a Tea Party candidate, or I'm a Ron Paul Republican, or, you know, whatever, or I support the Occupy movement. I mean, they'll come in, and they will pander to these people, and they will use them, they'll use their energy, they'll take, wow, there's a lot of energy over here, these movements, we're going to come in, we're going to take them, we're going to sap the energy right out of them, run some political campaign. If they're successful, then those people will pay attention, hopefully, and find out they've been lied to by this person. They weren't what they thought they were. And if they're not successful, then they'll have the inevitable kind of political burnout of working on a failed political campaign. So it really is just, I think they see it as an opportunity, whether it's conscious for them or not. I think they see it as an opportunity to come in and essentially use people. To put them to work for their campaign.
It's brilliant. At this point, you know, the political process, as inefficient as it is, seems to be an incredibly efficient process of sort of changing things. If lots of protests really don't amount to much. So, you know, that's why politicians want to get involved.
You know, I'm glad you brought it to this point, Mark, this conversation, because it reminds me of a conversation that we were having before the show about this presidential candidate. And I said, oh, we need to talk about this on the air. So it actually has happened that someone has attempted to come and co-opt the Occupy Keen movement. It happened today. I don't know if it was a coincidence or if she had planned to come out, but at some point during our outreach out front of Bank of America, attempting to encourage people to pull out, withdraw their, close their bank accounts, take their cash and put it in a local bank or a credit union or more regional bank or something like that. And along comes a candidate for president.
Oh, good.
Yay!
Well,
get right here in Keene?
Yeah, well, that's
in
right.
New Hampshire, we get all kinds of them, right? I mean, there's the guy that wears the Viking helmet that runs every 4 years.
Like, the big-name folks come through New Hampshire. They've got to, because it's the big, you know, first state that votes, etc. This person you probably never heard of before, her name's Tammy Stainfield. Like it sounds, Stainfield. And she's not quite a candidate yet. I guess it's not really fair to call her. When can you be called a candidate? Is it once you've officially filed whatever paperwork?
I don't think I've seen her in any of the debates. That's weird.
No.
All you have to do to run for president is be old, strange, and declare it.
Well,
I think that's all it really takes.
She wouldn't get into the debate, Allie, because she's not a Republican.
Right. You have to
claim one. And she's not a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, there are no Democratic debates. And, of course, it also helps if you're actually on the ballot or qualified to do those things. And she's not yet. And the reason why, she's not a Republican or Democrat. She is an independent. And she was very proud of the fact that she was an independent, of course.
Nobody's going to vote for me.
And I asked her the question. I'm not going to be mean to the lady. I asked her the question.
I'm just saying.
Yes, I get what you're saying. So I asked her the question, well, what does it mean to you to be an independent? And her answers to my questions were... less than stellar, I guess.
Ambiguous?
Not even quite to the point of being ambiguous, because to be ambiguous almost seems like you might be obscuring something on purpose. I don't think she really was knowledgeable enough about the question that was being asked. But to her credit, she did get that being an independent meant that she was not a Democrat and she was not a Republican.
Oh, good.
That was essentially her answer. She didn't give me any kind of philosophy or, you know, what it really means to be an independent, which was my question. What does it mean to you to be an independent?
I'd like to be shifty on the issues whenever I feel like, and you can't hold me to anything.
So my next question for her was, well, how do you feel about secession? And her answer was completely incoherent about that. She ended up giving me some kind of an answer, and honestly, I don't remember exactly what she said. It was just, it was so incoherent, I can't translate it back to you. So whatever it was she said had nothing whatsoever to do with secession. And she didn't, she clearly didn't comprehend what the question was. And she didn't have the integrity to admit it.
Okay, so Ian, if she goes home, looks up what secession is, and then decides that she's going to be the pro-secession candidate, are you going to vote for her?
Probably not. I mean, she's probably not going to get on the ballot.
You can write her in.
That's a possibility, and I guess it has happened that people have written in New Hampshire and, like, gotten somewhere before, but I don't know all the details on that.
You know, when somebody says they're running for president here in New Hampshire, I've just gotten so, you know, and I'm talking about somebody who gets some kind of press. You know, one of these myriad of people who, you know, walks around and says, I'm running for president. I mean, you know, to me, it's just, I'm strange and I want people to listen to what I have to say. Because if you really wanted to get something done, run for some position you might have a chance at instead of, you know, shooting at the presidency when you know that there's not a snowball's chance in a really hot place for you to go anywhere.
So you don't vote in the federal election?
I generally will vote in a federal election.
Well, the chance of your vote counting there is a basically...
It counts. Whether or not I'm going to be the deciding factor isn't large. I have voted for libertarians, in which case I'd consider them getting close to the whatever percentage they need to be on the ballot here in New Hampshire to be an important aspect of voting. But it mostly doesn't count who you... mostly doesn't matter who you vote for president.
Now, Allie,
and it certainly doesn't matter if you vote for Ms. Stainmore or whatever her name is there.
Stainfield. Uh-huh. Her website is Tammy, T-A-M-I, Stainfield.com. Now, you did go to her website, Allie? Is that right?
I did go to her website.
What did you observe?
What I observed was Constitution is King, sort of, is where she's falling back on. Everything has to do with the Constitution. She's generally... She says that she's for liberty. I haven't seen any new ideas on her website, but... It wasn't bad. I didn't see anything that I really disagreed with.
Right. She's not really putting herself out there in any way, shape, or form to let people know what her opinions were. Did you go to the issues there and, like, she didn't have anything?
No. Right? Well, she... Okay, so she's got maybe 5 issues that she will comment on.
Okay.
Most of the other ones says... more coming.
To be announced.
To be announced, yeah.
Once my campaign catches fire, I'll fill the rest of this in. But what are the 5 issues?
Yeah,
I'm curious.
What's she have an opinion on?
I'll tell you when we come back.
That is excellent. 1-855-453, 855-450-3733. Hey, you know, sometimes, Mark, running for president can get you a little bit of attention. Cobra Commander has done it. He's called into the show a number of times.
He's got a name.
This is true. He does have the name. 1-855-453, and he's Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. A little more about this independent running for president here in a little bit. We'll see what she believes. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.